Within you and within me, within every living thing, there is an activity that is always alive and stirring, quietly and silently. The Bible calls it the light. It states, "There is a light that is in every man that cometh into the world." This light is the Spirit of God in each of us. This light represents our divinity. This is the Spirit that God Himself placed in each one of us that we should have life. This light is pure. It is never soiled and never sullied by anything that is human. It has never fallen from grace. It is forever in a state of perfection, wholeness, and purity. It is a life that never can be crucified, never be resurrected, and never able to ascend, for it is always like the sun at 10 o'clock in the morning, always in a state of ascending. Our only challenge is to make contact with this infinite and divine spirit that indwells each one of us. Paul did, and he said, "I live, not I. The Spirit of God that is in me liveth me now." When the man Jesus came heralding the news that we are to call no human being on earth our source, he did so because he knew that God created man in his image and after his likeness, and that God is spirit, and therefore subject only to the laws of the spirit of life. But until each of us begins to trace his heritage according to this Christ truth, we will identify ourselves with the human picture and everything the human picture contains, the good as well as the bad, the pleasant and the unpleasant, because there is no way that we can identify ourselves as a little bit human. It's like being a little bit pregnant. We're either pregnant or we're not. In the same way, we either are abiding in a human consciousness or we are abiding in the presence and the power of God. Because if we are abiding in the consciousness of the human, we are open to everything that makes up humanness. In the same way, moment of illumination, at the very instant, all that God is contained in that experience. All of the glory and all of the power and all of the wisdom. All that God reveals itself at the point of realization. Be mindful that since God fills heaven and earth, both the visible and invisible realms of life, then wherever we are, right there we stand in the midst of the allness of God. Whatever He is, all of Him is there, simply awaiting our recognition. There is only one God. There is no such thing as a Hebrew God, and a Christian God, and an Asian God, and a Muslim God. There is just one God. And it makes no difference if this God is worshipped in a temple, or a church, or a mosque, or a synagogue, or a cathedral. Every place is holy ground. The power of God and the wisdom of God are never separate and apart from us. Jesus was very specific in his teachings concerning our ability to contact God. Many people continue to shoot their thoughts out into space, hoping desperately, and depending on the particular situation or condition, almost frantically hoping that God hears them. But it is this state of mind, in their frantic efforts to contact God, these people are filled with confusion, with fear, and with panic. They are wondering if God really listens, and they are not convinced that He does. But according to Jesus, our point of contact is within ourselves. It is within our own consciousness. He said, "The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of heaven is at hand," which means the kingdom of heaven is here and now. Heaven is not a place. It has never been a place. Heaven is a state of consciousness. It is an attitude that is established within the evolving soul. Heaven and hell are established beliefs that we ourselves entertain on a daily basis, which means that we can live in heaven while on earth, or we can live in hell right where we are. It's all consciousness. Simply moving out of the physical body does not change anything at all, because the only thing we ever deal with throughout all of eternity is our established state of consciousness. We can't escape whatever it is that we are going through, so we might as well learn our lessons now. The Bible tells us that the prayer of the righteous man shall be granted. The righteous man is simply the individual who chooses to live from the standpoint of the Christ truth. Righteousness is right thinking, and it is right living. It is the righteous man who realizes that he is already equipped for dominion. For now we are the sons and daughters of God. Right now, we are divine. We are not human. However, unless we realize that it is the Son of God and not the Son of Man that is subject to the laws of the Spirit of life, then every time something contrary to what we call good comes into our experiences, we are going to come apart at the seams. Right thinking and right living is the result of controlled thinking. Controlled thinking is the ability to let no one and no thing move our emotions and our thoughts against our will. The righteous man is the individual who has attained the ability to allow no one, either co-worker or family member, either employee or employer, either situation or condition, dictate the direction and the quality of our thoughts and emotions. For there is no movement, no activity of the divine in us until we realize that as children of the Most High, we are already equipped to take charge of our environment. We are already equipped to change those circumstances and situations that are contrary to health, peace, and prosperity. Everything proceeds from within out. In other words, as in mind, so in manifestation. Life is constantly whispering to each one of us, "I will be with you according to your heart." Your heart is your feeling nature, which means that no individual has to remain in a state of limitation. Not a single person has to remain in a state of limitation. I'm speaking to those who have been diagnosed as having limited health, limited employment, or limited good. Every righteous individual who knows truth and chooses to live this truth in the world can cultivate a mental field. They can plant this field with the holy seed that was given to them in the beginning. This seed is the Word of God that reveals itself in the mind of each one of us as thoughts of God and experiences of God. And yet, there is another word that comes out from within us that is not of God. Rather, it is a word that is established according to the attitudes and beliefs we hold concerning people, places, and things. And it is this word, the one that is established in the human picture. I want you to watch this word. Because this word that comes from within us, especially when it concerns our mate or our children or the people we live and work with, watch this word, because it moves in a circle. This word does not land on the person or the thing you are thinking of. It returns to the thinker, multiplied. In other words, whether it is the word of God or the word of man, my word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish whereunto it is sent. And this is the truth. It is the basis and the foundation of everything we go through out here in the world. Choose ye this day whom you will serve, God or man. Will you choose truth or human opinion and human belief? You know, we are all like transmitters. At all times throughout the day and the night, we are sending into life the quality of our emotional beliefs. Human beings, we are made up of ideas and theories and beliefs, concepts, superstitions, attitudes, and moods. If all of these things were to be rolled up into one substance, that we become the fruit by which we are known. I know as well as anyone that it is not easy to break up old established patterns of living. It is not easy to let go of concepts and ideas and beliefs that we have identified with since our childhood. We have been immersed for so long in human thought that whenever an absolute spiritual truth enters our consciousness, we reject it almost immediately and unconsciously. When we do that, we get to experience the repercussions that come to us as a result of the inner conflict that we ourselves have set into motion. Whether we are conscious of it or not, we are always comparing the truths that come to us for the first time with our beliefs that are so deeply rooted in us that we can honestly call them absolute convictions. I believe, and I think we see it evidenced every day, that we would almost give up that, to give up our established belief. We would give up anything. Do you remember back in the day, long ago, when cigarette commercials were allowed on the television? There was one that used to say, "I'd rather fight than switch." History shows that there have been many, many wars that have been fought because of the truths that were revealed to man that were and are contrary to established beliefs. I have absolutely no idea what each of you may be experiencing right now. But rest assured that there is no such thing as luck or chance or fate. What there is a mechanical law of cause and effect that brings to each of us experiences that are in perfect harmony with our personal beliefs. You know what we say. You want a bed of roses, but you have planted weeds, rest assured that you are going to get a bumper crop of weeds. A poet said, "I swear the earth will surely be complete to him or to her who shall be complete. The earth shall be jagged and broken only to him or her that remains jagged and broken." When we pray, we do not pray to create anything. We pray only to acquaint ourselves with the light that is within us. It is the Christ or the Father within. We are not here to demonstrate things. We are not here to become famous. We are not here to reach the heights of our chosen professions. We are here only to know God. The sole purpose of prayer, is to quiet the mind. It is for the purpose of taking no thought for the things of the world. It is to abide by the door of the secret place of the Most High. Meditation is the key that opens the door. Our Bible states, "I stand at the door and knock." This door is within each of us. The entire kingdom of God is within us, and it is God that is knocking at the door. He is saying, "Be still and know that I am God." In quietness and stillness, we open the door. This is how we allow the imprisoned splendor to escape. We allow our minds to become clear transparencies for the revealing of the light within. We all have a great substance within us. It is a spirit that throughout the ages has been called meat, manna, bread, wine, water, and the pearl of great price. It is the substance of all form. If you are experiencing loneliness, fear, sickness, lack, or any other human condition, don't panic. Every point in the universe is alive with a spirit that answers every prayer. We live in it, and we move in it, and we have our very being in it. Nothing can separate us from this spirit, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come. Nothing, nothing at all, can separate us from the spirit of life. The psalmist wrote, "Whither can I go from thy spirit? Whither can I flee from thy presence?" The answer is that we can go nowhere where God is not. The whole and complete Spirit of God that contains the answer to every human need is right where you are. If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. And when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art ever with me. Job in desperation cried, "Answer thou me." And David in his fear cried, "Prosper thou me." And the answer came, "Whatever your need, it can be met. Whatever your fear, it can be dissolved. Whatever the disease, it can be healed. Not by my might, nor my power, but my spirit, saith the Lord thy God." I stand at the door and knock. Be still and know that I am God. Let us make this lesson practical. Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Take a moment now to get comfortable in your seat. Relax your body. Let the stress go from your shoulders. Rest your feet on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position in your lap or at your side. And just relax for a moment. Let go. Take a deep breath in and release that breath slowly. And as you release that breath, you are letting go of tension, stress, anxiety, fear. You are letting go of all that is in the world, all that is outside of spirit. Have worrisome thoughts in your head? Let them go. You're holding on to anger, resentment, jealousy, thoughts of illness, let go. Let go and be still. Be still and go deep within, the very center of your being. Our Father waits. He welcomes you with open arms. He welcomes you with unconditional love, and He welcomes you with His peace. Almighty Father, in the midst of me, You have given me the gifts of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, so that I might live in this world as a good citizen. But more importantly, You have given me these gifts that I may come to know You and the truth of myself and all of creation. You have brought me this far, Father. You have led me to this little church where truth is taught and practiced. You have provided the opportunity for instruction. You have opened my eyes that I might see truth. You have opened my ears that I may hear truth. You have opened my heart that I may love more freely. Love my brothers and my sisters unconditionally and without judgment. You have lifted my consciousness to more light, and the darkness in which I have lived is lifting. The veil over my eyes is growing thinner and thinner as I open myself to You fully, expecting nothing of this world, but wanting with all my heart to know You. In addition to the gifts of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, You have showered me with Your grace and with Your goodness. In my hands, You have placed the gifts of joy, peace, power, love, and wholeness. These gifts are mine in abundance, without ever asking. You have given them to me as a beautiful gift from a father to his beloved child. I pray, gracious and loving Father, that these gifts will grow and prosper under Your loving hand, and that I may gain once again the knowledge, insight, wisdom, understanding that are my birthright. I know that You have opened the door. You have paved the way. You have placed my feet firmly on the path. I have taken the first steps, and I know that You will guide each new step as I make my journey home to You. I surrender myself to You. Let Your will be done in me. I thank You, Father, for You have heard my prayer, and You have already answered. Amen. The Lord blesses you and He keeps you, causes His light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you His infinite, eternal, unconditional love, His wisdom, His understanding, His peace, and His wholeness. Amen. Go now in peace, in love, in joy, and spread kindness. Have a blessed week.